CBA Mobile.
Good evening, Mr. Dave. And you are very scratchy, sir. So I suspect you're out there in the Pleasantburg area.
Here behind Bob Jones University on 291. It's pretty noisy right in this area.
Much better that time, Dave. Well, how's your day been, and what you up to? We're just headed down to Aldi's.
Let me stop here and see if I can find a spot to hit the repeater.
Oh, you're doing fine now, Dave. You don't have to stop.
Stop? for a red light, I wanted to make sure I was stopping in a spot where I was hitting the repeater. I haven't done a whole lot today. I just went out to eat with our youngest daughter and her family and my oldest grandson, and he's in the back seat playing games on my phone right now.
Excuse me there. Well, that sounds interesting. We just pulled up a Dodge Ram, and it has the widest, well, it's almost lane to lane, and very short, flat bottom boat I ever seen. It says Abu Garcia inside of it. I don't know if that's who made it or not, but it's fiberglass.
Well, that's interesting. I had a buddy of mine that, it's been a few months ago, he passed away, I think about the first of the year, and he wanted one of those kind of boats, like they call them John boats or something, just kind of aluminum, you know, flat bottom, and go fishing in, and he wanted one of those so bad.
Just about as square a boat as I ever seen, and the back end of it on the gunwale is about 2 feet, and then a great big indention, and that's where the motor's at. It's an outboard, a very small one, probably a 9.9, and then another about 2 feet wide. And the guy must be from South Carolina because he don't know how to use turn signals.
They're optional on some cars now.
That down here. I really believe that. Wow. I've never seen so many that don't use them. They just swirl in and out as they darn please. As long as there's one car link in between you. Duh. Boy. Well, been here 13 years. I've learned what to expect, Dave.
Moment. Oh, me. Yeah, I got pulled over by the city going to work one day on Lawrence Road, and he said I didn't use my signal. I used to just push the hand, well, I still do, just push it up, you know, far enough for it to start indicating that, you know, I was changing lanes. And, but I wouldn't push it up, you know, enough for it to click and hold. And I guess I just didn't push it up far enough. And so he got me for an illegal lane change. And I was also going 10 over the speed limit. And it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. And he dropped the speeding and just charged me for the lane change. And it was $185. And this was 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, my. Well, years ago, probably just about that. Well, we haven't been here too long. A highway patrolman was on a motorcycle up on Wade Hampton, and I was in the right lane. He was in the left. And every time he'd take out, he'd just shoot out of there, run right up to 55. Well, he had his radar on, I know, because my radar detector was going nuts. So, finally, at the last intersection before you go to the Texas Roadhouse, I took out pretty fast, and I got ahead of him, and I changed lanes, and I give a turn signal for a long ways, and he stopped me for the same thing, Dave. Only, I guess, because I was good-looking, he gave me a warning ticket.
It's a reason, Tom. You know, you're just so good-looking, and he just said, man, I'd hate to give this guy a ticket.
Either that or he felt sorry for me for being so ugly. shoot. Well, this guy is giving a turn signal here. I'm surprised. I always give a turn signal if there's a guy ahead of me and one behind me, so the guy behind me knows it, and then I turn it off. Yeah, that is a lane change thing that they build into the turn signals when you just merely Critchfield. That's the name on the side of that boat, Critchfield. Never heard of it. But he was very nice, and when he started to walk off, I hollered at him. I said, hey, come back here. And he come back, and I said, I was told that troopers were very polite down here. And I said, I'm dismayed at you. And he said, why is that? And I said, well, I told you it was my wife's birthday, and you didn't wish her happy birthday. And I guess he thought I was lying, because I told him I needed to get ahead of him, and that's the reason I hurried up and give a signal. And I said, people don't give signals down here, by the way. I told him that. And he said, yeah, you did. And he said, happy birthday, Mrs. Ralph. I wonder it didn't tick him off, Dave, but it didn't. He was very nice. And boy, they're sharp-looking dudes.
Or CBA. Yeah, they are. I'm friends with a couple of them on Facebook, and I'm, you know, they really look sharp. The whole group. We have 178 officers in Spartanburg, Greenville, Oconee, Pickens, and Anderson County. And I think they just hired on 11 more, so that would make it, what, 189? So approaching 200 officers in those five counties. And, but they do a good job.
I'm sorry you're saying. And as far as I'm concerned, they could use another 180 of them. But I'm sure the cost constraints forbid that. But the people down here drive like there's no tomorrow and there's no speed limits. There are some very good drivers, but there's just that small percentage that aren't. And unfortunately, it costs lives. But at any rate, Dave, wow, that sun is straight my eyes up here by the John Deere place on Wade Hampton going west.
Exactly where you are. Yeah, it's this time of day, it's really rough. Yeah, I'm sure there's probably a lot of rear end accidents going westbound because of that.
95's that way when people are going against the sunrise. I hear them talk about it on Channel 21 there, the Fox local channel. Yeah, that was St. Mark, I think, is in it, Bernice? Street. And old George lives up there someplace, a real old ham like me. And here comes an emergency vehicle, and I can't get over because some guy is passing me. And I'm going to try to get over here. Okay, I made it. He went by. There was a motorcyclist come through that intersection the other morning, and he was doing around 100 miles an hour, and he hit a pickup truck, I think, pulled out, and he ran right in the side of it, Dave. Guess who won that one? And he was 20 years old.
That another ham was talking about him. They would see him going up down Wade Hampton. Evidently, they, you know, went the same direction every morning and evening, and he would see him going to and from work, and he said he was going, it seemed like he was going 100 miles an hour. So, and there was another motorcycle wreck up right there at Bob Jones. It looks like he was trying to turn left and cross traffic there, and got hit. I couldn't really tell. Or either that or somebody turned left in front of him. I don't know. One or the other, it was kind of hard to tell. But anyway, yeah, the motorcyclist always loses. You know, in an accident, there's just no other way around it. Well, I'm going to jump out of here because I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm going to go ahead and pull in the garage and shut down the pony.
For jumping in, nice to ride along, and feed that stud horse some hay. It won't keep going, and at $3 a gallon, it kind of costs to feed him hay nowadays. feed the old Mustang, 73's ding, and have a good day. And by the way, if you ride the speed limit up here and pay attention and are a little paranoid, you can survive. But anybody that drives 100 miles an hour must have a death wish. I mean, that's just out of hand. And I was pretty wild when I was a kid, but you know what? I never did drive like that in town. Maybe out on the highway a little, but not in town. You're just asking for it. You're depending on everybody else for your life. God rest his soul. See you later, Dave. KB4CBA in 0OTR.
Made it for him and his family and all, but, it does happen, and then every time you get on one, it's dangerous, but I still enjoy riding mine. But anyway, you have a good one. Behave yourself, and I know you will, because I know Bernice keeps a short leash on you. So you take care. Hey, Bernice, and we'll talk to you later. 73's N0TR, KB4CBA, mobile player.
Yes, he does, and there's nothing better than a motorcycle other than maybe flying. See you later, Davey, and 0TR Clip.